Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most satisfying beginner jungle and drum and bass moves in Ableton Live 12, taking an Amen break, and then building a clean subsign layer that's actually derived from that Amen, so your drop has that classic chaotic bite up top, but a modern, controlled weight down low. The goal is simple. The Amen brings the excitement, but the sub brings the Ocaron that back moment. And we're going to keep it clean, not muddy. Before we touch any devices, set your tempo to something DNB friendly. Go 174 BPM as a starting point. Then in preferences, record, warp, launch, you can turn auto warp long samples off. It's optional, but it keeps you in control, especially when you're learning. Step 1. Load and warp your Amen so it's a solid foundation. Drag an Amen break sample onto an audio track and name it Amen. Click the clip so you're in clip view, and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Transient loop mode set to forward. Then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. If you go higher, it tightens up and gets more on rails. If you go lower, it's a bit more natural, but can get sloppy if your markers aren't right. Now the important part. Make the loop land properly. You want either a 1-bar or 2-bar loop that repeats perfectly. Classic Amen vibes are often 1-bar, so start there. Zoom in and make sure the big anchors are correct. Beat 1 kick, and beat 2 snare. If those two are sitting perfectly on the grid, everything else gets way easier. If your break came in weird, right-click and try warp from here straight on the first strong downbeat. Then nudge warp markers until it stops flaming against the grid. The goal here is not to make it robotic. The goal is that it grooves with the grid instead of fighting it. Step 2. Make the Amen hit hard with a quick stock chain. On the Amen track, at EQ 8 first. High pass it at 30 HC with a 24 dB slope to clear, rumble. Then listen around 200 to 350 HC. If it's boxy, do a small dip, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Medium wide Q. This is one of those trust your ears moves. You're making room so the sub can be loud without the mix turning into soup. Next, a drum bus. Give it a little drive, say 5 to 15%. Crunch. Keep it low, maybe 0 to 10%. And keep boom off for now, because we're going to build our sub separately, on purpose. Adjust damp if your cymbals start sounding like they're made of glass. Then add saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. Soft clip is basically jungle glue. It tamed peaks and makes the break feel like it's leaning forward. Optionally, add glue compressor at the end. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to crush it. Aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to make it sit. At this point your Amen should feel tight, punchy, and rolling. Now step 3 is the whole point of the lesson, creating an Amen-style subsign from the Amen itself. We're not just slapping a random sine wave under it. We're going to extract the low-end energy and turn it into a playable sub-instrument. Here's the recommended beginner method. Resample a low-passed version of the Amen into a clean sub-trigger clip. Duplicate the Amen track and name the duplicate Amen sub source. On Amen sub-source, we're going to isolate low frequencies. Put EQ 8 on it. Add a low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 HC. Then add a high pass around 30 to 40 HC, because super low stuff you can't control will just eat headroom and make you think your mix is loud when it's actually just bloated. After that, add saturator. Again, soft sign is great here. Drive it harder than before, something like 3 to 8 dB, and soft clip on. We're trying to smooth and thicken the low end so it becomes more sign-like. Then add a compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. The purpose is to even it out so the low-end envelope is consistent. You want a controlled thump shape, not random spikes. Now we print it. Create a new audio track called SUB print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from Amen SUB source if you prefer to be precise. Arm SUB print and record 1 to 2 bars. Coach note here, don't feel like you have to print the entire break. If you can, pick the cleanest low-end moments, usually the kickish hits. Trim the clip and add tiny fades so you're not building your sub-instrument out of noisy tails. A sub that starts clean is most of the battle. Cool! Now you have a new audio clip that's basically the Amen's low-end energy, simplified. Step 4. Turn that printed audio into a playable subsign. Create a MIDI track called Subsign. Drag the SUB print clip into Simpler on that MIDI track. In Simpler, set it to classic mode. Turn warp off inside Simpler. We want stable pitch, not time warped wobble. Now you'll want the root key right, or at least get it in the neighborhood. If you're not sure what pitch your sample is, you can put a tuner device in the chain and play a note, or just transpose by ear until it locks into your track. Beginner tip. If it feels like it's fighting the key, it probably is. If it suddenly sounds like it disappears into the track in a good way, you found a better pitch. Turn on Simpler's filter. Choose LP24. Start the cutoff around 120 Hz and keep resonance low. We're not making a laser. We're making a foundation. Now shape the amplitude envelope. Set attack to 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is a really important concept. We're not trying to make a long bass note yet. We're making a clean, controlled sub hit that you can program rhythmically. If you want just a bit more stability and audibility, you can add an auto filter after Simpler, also low pass, maybe around 80 to 120 Hz, very subtle, then a saturator after that, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. You're not trying to distort the sub, you're trying to add a little harmonic information so it reads on smaller speakers. And one more pro beginner move, put utility as the first device on subsign and set width to 0%. Mono the sub early, not late. This saves you from weird stereo low-end problems later, when you start adding movement. Step 5. Program a sub-rhythm that answers the amen. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on subsign and loop it. Use your root note. Try this pattern to start. Put a note right on 1.1.1 for the big hit, then another at 1.2.3 as a little push, then 1.3.1 for support, and 1.4.3 as a pickup back into the loop. Keep the MIDI notes fairly short, like an eighth note to a quarter note, and let the envelope shape the tail. If your sub starts smearing, shorten the notes or shorten the release. Low end hates overlapping notes. It turns into fog instantly. Step 6. Sidechain the sub to the amen so everything stays clean. On subsign, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, and set audio from to the amen track. Now settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack very fast, 0.2 to 2 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Here's the timing tip that matters more than the numbers. Set the release so the sub recovers just before the next big transient. If your sub swells into the snare, your snare stops feeling like a punch. Adjust until it breathes with a groove. Optional advanced but easy variation. If the amen pattern changes a lot and your pumping gets inconsistent, make a ghost trigger sidechain. Create a MIDI track called a C-trig. Put a tight kick or click in Simpler. Program it to hit where you want the sub to duck, often on 1 and 3. Turn its volume down all the way or route it so you don't hear it, and then sidechain the subsign compressor from a C-trig instead of amen. This gives you predictable breathing while keeping the amen chaotic. Step 7. Blend and gain stage like you mean it. Pull your faders down, then bring amen up first. Get it peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on its track meter. Then bring subsign up until you feel the weight, but the break still leads the vibe. Check your frequencies with spectrum on the master. You generally want the sub owning about 40 to 80 Hz, and the break living mostly above about 150 Hz, with snare snap higher than that. Also, keep the master clean while you're learning. If you use a limiter, use it as safety. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, and don't smash it. You want impact from arrangement and balance, not just from flattening the waveform. Quick coach check. If the drop feels smaller when the sub comes in, you might have phase cancellation. Put utility on subsign and try flipping invert L, then invert R, one at a time. Keep whichever setting makes the low end feel most solid around 40 to 90 Hz. Not the loudest mids, the most solid low end. Step 8. Arrange it for that rewind bait. Here's an easy structure. Intro, 16 bars. Filtered amen like an auto filter low pass gradually opening. A little atmosphere, but keep it light. Build, 8 bars. Bring in a snare build or riser. And here's a classic trick. Remove the sub entirely for the last bar. Make the track feel thin on purpose. Then the drop, 32 bars. Full amen plus subsign. Every 8 bars, add a tiny variation. Change a slice, add a ghost note, do a small fill. Just enough to keep attention. For pure impact, add a quarter bar stop right before the drop. That tiny moment of silence makes the downbeat feel twice as heavy. Another classic is reversing a snare into the downbeat. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. If your sub notes are too long, the low end smears. Shorten the notes or the release. If you don't sidechain, the break transients fight the sub and everything gets weak. If you leave too much low end in the amen track, you'll never get a clean mix. High pass the break and let the sub own the low band. If the amen warping gets crunchy in a bad way, Back off the beat's envelope or experiment with another warp mode-like texture, but don't overdo it. Mini practice challenge for the next 15 to 25 minutes. Pick an Amen. Warp it to 174. Build the Amen chain. EQ8, drum bus, saturator. Make Amen subsource, low pass it, saturate, compress, and resample one bar. Load it into simpler on subsign, and shape a tight envelope. Program the one bar sub pattern and loop it. Sidechain subsign to Amen and adjust release until it grooves. Then do one arrangement move, that quarter bar stop before the drop, and listen to how much bigger the downbeat feels. Your deliverable is a 16-bar drop loop, tight break, clean sub, and a drop that actually hits without mud. If you tell me the key you're writing in, and whether you want the sub to live more around 50 to 60 HE for heavier weight, or 70 to 90 HE for more audibility on small speakers, I can suggest exact notes and a sidechain release that locks into your specific pocket.